Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The reality we live in can be a very strange place. Most of the time, fact being stranger than fiction. How will we ever start to understand this reality we live in unless we question everything? Join me and a guest as we unravel the mysteries of this reality, one topic at a time. This is Icarus for Reality with Shane Jones.
What is up, inquirers, and welcome to the expanse of deep, open-minded conversation. I'm the one they call Shane, and on today's episode, considering that on the last one we dove into more of the negative side of the extraterrestrial and abduction experiences, I thought it'd be necessary to bring on somebody who talks a bit more of the positive side of extraterrestrial experiences through her own contactee experiences. So this one is definitely a fascinating one. There's a lot of fascinating information. But unfortunately, while we're recording, considering that we recorded on the same day as the eclipse, there seemed to be a lot of weird technical glitches and issues as far as cameras dropping out, a bunch of weird stuff. So I kind of had to piece it all together. Hopefully it all sounds good for you guys and you guys still enjoy it, but it'll definitely be a guest that I'll make sure that I have back on in the future for an uninterrupted conversation. But before we get into all that, we of course have to do the news and updates and of course the front of house stuff. So number one for news and update, of course, is Small Town Monster Fest. I will be vending at Small Town Monster Fest. That is going to be June 29th, 2024, of course, in downtown Canton, Ohio at the Doubletree by Hilton. And it is free for kids 12 and under, but for everybody else, you're definitely going to have to go and scoop your own tickets for that. There is a link down in the show description so that you guys can scoop tickets for that. It's going to have the full team there. It's going to be me, it's going to be Oren, there's going to be Jenny, Gabby, and my kids, of course. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And if any of you guys are planning on coming out, shoot me a message, let me know that you guys are coming, because I definitely love to be able to talk to you there or even be able to hang out after, because sometimes it's a little bit hard when you're vending a table, but we'll coordinate something. So let me know if you guys are coming. I love being able to know your guys' faces. Then I'll be able to connect it. And if I see you guys walking around, I can say what's up to you. So make sure you guys mark that on your calendars and you guys come to Small Town Monster Fest too. And moving into the front of house stuff, don't forget to follow Inquiries of All Reality and Open Minds Media on Instagram and Facebook. And for video content, go and follow Open Minds Media on YouTube and TikTok. And if anybody wants to come and join the discussion pertaining to all of these episodes that I do and all of the other weird stuff that we dive into, you guys can always go and become a member of the Open Minds Media Discord. A lot of interesting stuff going on over there with a bunch of awesome people. So of course, if you guys want to join the community, I would absolutely appreciate it. And you guys can have some fascinating conversations with other fascinating individuals. And if anybody has an encounter to report, no matter how big, no matter how small, no matter what it pertains to, be it cryptid, extraterrestrial, paranormal, weird anomaly, any of that, you guys can report those encounters to omm encounter reports at outlook.com, or there is also a submission form on the link tree. And I'd love to be able to compile some of those into possibly like a listener episode where I kind of throw my ideas and theories in the mix on them. If you guys don't want to do any of that, you guys can also just send me your experiences. If you just want to have somebody to talk to about it, I can keep it completely off the table so that nobody else knows about it. It'll just be something between you and I. And also, depending on where you guys live, I might even be able to possibly come out and investigate it myself if that's something you guys are interested in. But if you guys want to have a snippet of it on the show, of course, you guys can send those as text, or you guys can even record yourself talking and you guys can email that to me. And I'm always here and I'd love to hear your guys' experiences. And if you guys aren't already checking out my other show, Bizarre Encounters, highly recommend that you do. I do it with my awesome co-host, Oren Felix, over there. And it's a little bit different from this show in the aspect that we do a lot more deep dives. There are some guests in the mix, but for the most part, that show is deep dives, kind of pertaining to a lot of the same topics we talk about on this show, but from Oren and my research standpoint. So if you guys enjoy this show, I definitely think you guys will enjoy that show. And we also do a side show called Bizarre Inquiries, which is our short form show where we take in listener questions and we get into a conversation about it and let our minds wander. So we're always taking in questions for that. So if you guys want to submit questions for that, get up with me on social media, email, those submission form on the link tree, any of that, because we would love to be able to talk about your guys' questions. And usually that's a Patreon exclusive show with one episode getting dropped on the normal feed and YouTube once a month. But if you submit a question and it's not one that gets dropped as the regular monthly slot, and it just becomes a Patreon exclusive, then I will make sure that I send you a copy of that so you can at least listen to the episode that you submitted the question for, of course. And talking about the Patreon, if you guys want to support the show, couple different ways of doing so, but the number one best way is to go and become a Patreon member. I recently updated all the tiers over there, added some more benefits for the lower tiers, and there's also a 7-day free trial for the $3 tier and the $5 tier. So go and check it out, see if there's anything you guys might be interested in. Updated actually all of the tiers, so hopefully it'll be a little bit more user-friendly and get you guys more of what you guys want. And over there, you won't just get inquiries of our reality. You also get bizarre encounters, bizarre inquiries, and any other side stuff that I do. So definitely worth it. A lot more bang for your buck than the standard Patreon. And the second way you guys can support the show is through the OMM merch store. Over there, I have designs for all the shows that I do. And I have some other cryptid, paranormal, extraterrestrial, all those types of designs that don't have podcast logos or anything on them, because I know not everybody necessarily wants to wear podcast logos on their chest. But if anybody wants to pick that up till the end of April, you guys can use code CRYPTID10 to receive 10% off. Highly recommend taking advantage of that, of course, before it goes away at the end of April. And all of that goes back towards the show and helps support the show. So I greatly appreciate you guys for any way you guys choose to support the show. And if anybody is interested in podcast production services, whether you just started or you're thinking of starting one, or you're already advanced and you're running a podcast, we can coordinate something. We can work something out. I can help you out a bit. So don't hesitate to shoot me a message on one of my Open Minds media profiles. And of course, before we get into the show, got to give a shout out to all of the sponsors slash friends in the community. So don't forget to go and check out I Know Squatch for all of your squatchy gear needs. And you guys can also check out Cryptotheology for all of your wearable cryptid favorites. And then you guys can also check out Snarly Gow if you guys are also have beards like me. And he has a fantastic line of natural body products. He has a beard balm. He has a beard oil. He has beard wash, he has body wash, all of that, and it all has a smoky cedar smell with a hint of mint. Absolutely fantastic. I use it every day. I absolutely love it. And on top of that, Dave, aka Snarly Gow, puts on a lot of fantastic events near the West Virginia area, one of which is the Cryptid Halloween event that I will be speaking at, emceeing, and vending at. So if you guys are somewhat near the West Virginia area and you guys are looking for something to do on a weekend, go and check out Snarly Gow. He puts on multiple events throughout the year. They're always family friendly, so I think you guys will definitely have a lot of fun going to those. And more often than not, he usually does free events because he wants to give back to the vendors more. So you guys might even be able to go hang out for free, meet some awesome people, and not even have to spend an entry fee. So definitely worth it, of course. And speaking of that, of course, if you guys are planning on going to the Cryptid Halloween, that is a free event, and I would absolutely love to hear about you guys coming so that I can see you guys, hanging out with you guys, and point you guys and say, hey, I know that guy at that event. And Oren will also be there, so that one's definitely going to be a lot of fun. And going into the affiliate links, for all of my paranormal investigators out there, don't forget to go and check out the Chattergeist. It is the all-in-one paranormal investigating device. I use it every single time I go out. I absolutely love it. Barry recently came on to Bizarre Encounters and was talking about the Chattergeist. So if you guys want to hear more about it, you guys can always go and check out that episode. And if you guys have any technical questions about it whatsoever, you guys can always hit up Barry over there on Dimension Devices. He is the guy that programmed and developed it, so he'll be able to answer any of your guys' questions. And he has a lot of new updates and modifications coming for it, so now is the time to go and scoop your guys self a Chattergeist. And if you guys choose to pick one up, don't forget to use the affiliate link. Goes back towards helping the show, and I greatly appreciate it. And of course, don't forget to go and check out Oregonite. He creates these awesome pieces that are supposed to help with spiritual energy, taking in the negative and putting out the positive. And he has multiple ones that are for multiple things, depending on what you're looking for, such as productivity, happiness within a house, any of that kind of stuff. So definitely go and check it out. See what kind of fantastic pieces he's got over there. And if you guys choose to scoop one for yourself, number one, of course, use the affiliate link. And you guys can use code OMM at checkout to receive 10% off. And every single thing that I mention is all available in the link tree, which is available down in the show description. And with that, let's get into the show. Please welcome to the show, contactee Nancy Timms. How's it going today?
Oh, everything's wonderful. Yes, I've been watching the skies all day. Nothing significant really happened where I live. So, I wasn't in a part of the country where you really got to see a whole lot, but it was an interesting day for sure. Yeah.
Did you by chance get to read online what your guys' like visibility was? Because I'm in the Detroit area and I looked up ours and I think it was like 99.2%. But because of that 0.8%, it didn't get like fully pitch black dark. But it definitely got like significantly darker, of course. But it didn't hit that spot where I thought it was going to get pitch black for like that split second as it's passing through.
Yeah. Our time zone, it was around 1 o'clock or 1:30, but it started raining. So it was overcast. So the clouds came in and we really didn't get to see anything. So it was just another day.
Was it the weird seeded clouds or was it like natural clouds? Because like we were talking about before the show, I was watching the skies beforehand and there was just like a significant amount of chemtrails all going in a straight line. And there were cloud seeding because they were starting to spread out. And it looked like just where the eclipse was happening, there was like a haze. But as soon as the eclipse was over, maybe like 15, 20 minutes later, everything completely cleared up and the sky was completely clear. So I was just curious, like, what their reasoning behind doing that was. Because, of course, there's a conspiratorial side, but who knows what the geoengineering side might be.
Rainy, and then all of a sudden it just cleared up. So I don't know. You know, I don't know if they were playing with weather or who knows. You know, there's no way we'll ever know. But, yeah. So it was an interesting day.
I was going to say, even just in general, I'm kind of curious how many people that are into the occult ideas were doing things with the whole eclipse concept. Because, I mean, even looking up at the sky, when I was a little bit earlier, I would notice that there was almost like a rainbow that was going in a circle around it. So, I mean, going back to people in ancient times, even people now that really dig into the occult stuff, like I get why they would think that those things open portals is because you're seeing like a big ring in the sky. Like it's just completely off the wall, feels completely unnatural almost.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's very interesting. And, you know, you can imagine anything. So,
I guess without talking too much about going into all the eclipse stuff, because there's not too much that can be said until maybe a couple days later when weird stuff starts happening or something happens with CERN. But kind of digging into today's episode, of course, I know that you contacted me because you have something that you really, really want to talk about and get into, kind of spreading the word and the message to everybody. So I guess before we kind of get into that and start talking about your message that you want to tell everybody, why don't you let everybody know a little bit about your background, a little bit about what you do, and a little bit about your work and experiences.
Okay. Well, my name is Nancy Timms. I am a lifelong contactee with interdimensional beings and positive extraterrestrials. And my first memories start at around age 2 to 3 years old. And I've had constant physical face-to-face visitations with them all through my life up until this very present day. And basically, throughout my life, they have been working with me and getting me prepared to acknowledge who I am and be comfortable with who I am and to complete a mission that I had made a decision about before I ever came to Earth. So I did not know all this at first. I had to go through a lot of things, and it was a lot of spiritual, personal growth. And, you know, it was a getting me prepared because it's a lot of information and it's hard for people to understand. You know, we get ridiculed a lot for if we try to talk about these experiences that we have. So I learned at a very young age, I really couldn't talk about it. I lived in a Bible Belt area and it was considered demonic to talk about these kind of things. So I would mention it to my parents and they would kind of just say, you cannot talk about this, you know, at school, Girl Scouts, all these places, you cannot talk about things like this because people do not want to hear it and they consider it as being demonic. And they also explained to me that some people were locked up in institutions for talking about these type things. So, you know, I just suppressed it. And it unfortunately, it was just something that had to be done. And it was a hard thing, but, you know, I adapted with how, you know, I adapted to it and it made things a lot easier for me.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And we are back, so let's hop right in.
So when I was little, they would come and get me, and they would always send three grays. They always travel in threes. And when they would come to get me, I would sense their presence. I would feel their frequency. And sometimes I would keep my eyes closed. Sometimes I wouldn't have my eyes open. And as I got older, it was a tendency more to keep my eyes closed because I started having more anxiety and more fear. So when they would come and I would keep my eyes closed, and then I would feel the covers come off of me, and then I would feel them take a device, and it didn't physically touch my body, but it was a device they held in their hand, and they would scan my body from head to toe, toe to head several times. And then I would begin to feel my body float up off the bed, and I would look down and see that the bed was empty. So this was physically happening to me. And then I would look over to my right or left, whichever side, and I would be holding the hands with what now I know as to be a female gray that has been bonded to me. And she is a hybrid that was designed by the tall grays and the interdimensionals to do the leg work of carrying contactees back and forth from earth to craft to earth. The interdimensionals and extraterrestrials have a problem with the density of earth, and their bodies are not really compatible. So to make it easier, they designed and created a hybrid and tweaked it, the hybrid's DNA, so that they could do this quite easily. And that's basically, she comes to get me, and she has two others with her, but I'm bonded to her, and she is a reddish brown color. And we are bonded, and she gets me to craft. And then when we get on craft, I don't see her anymore. I see the other extraterrestrials, the tall grays, Nordics, Pleiadians, every once in a while, some reptilians, tall grays, aquatic beings, just interdimensionals, which are very 7 to 8 foot tall, that have human-like features, but they are definitely not human. And they are more of a palish, whitish type skin. So when I'm there, then it's basically they're training me in something or doing exams, checking out my mental stability, checking out my spiritual stage, my evolutionary stage, and just all kinds of things. So this has been happening all my life, and it's been quite an experience. And I was not always happy with it because I didn't understand it. And the fact that I couldn't talk about it made me feel like something was wrong with me. And that was very, very hard. But as I've gotten older, they have given me answers, and I have asked them questions, and they have given me answers and given me more conscious time to be with them and explain to me why they do the things that they do. For example, if I were to experience a lot of anxiety or fear, they would simply tap me out and put me in a kind of a sedated, without the medication, but in a sedative state where I'm fully functional, but I lose all the emotions and all the fears and all the, you know, the anxieties and things. And so I'm fully functional. But the problem with that is when you come back, your memories are fragmented. You just have like pieces of memory. You don't have a good solid experience of when you are conscious. So the goal was to be able to maintain the conscious level more and more as I got older and understood more about what was happening to me and what it all meant.
So did it almost kind of seem like they were like purposely like training slash kind of like prepping you to do something specific? I don't know if it's necessarily like if they wanted you to portray like a message or something, but maybe they were like interested in something that you may have had like genetically. Because when you talk about like the hybrid concept, I mean, the question is usually with a lot of people is like what exactly they're harvesting the DNA for, what they look for.
My children taken for the first time. And that was very hard for me because I came to the realization that this was not totally about me. When they made their presence known to me, they came into the hotel room and three of them stood before me and they were very different from what I had been used to or what normally comes to get me. These were 3 foot tall and they were wearing robes with high collars. And one approached me as I sat up in the bed and said, "This is not about you," and took his hand and pushed me back down and put me in a paralysis state. And then they proceeded to go get my two sons. And my sons, I witnessed their experience. And at the time, I was very upset, very confused and upset. So when I got back home, I demanded to know why these things were happening and what it all meant.
Just out of curiosity, do your sons have kids too? Have they also had experiences? Because usually it kind of seems like it kind of flows down the family line.
They explained to me, they showed me a vision that I had made an agreement to come here and to be a part of helping and assisting humanity at this pivotal moment in time. I realize now that we're at a very precious moment. We are now reaching higher consciousness. And this is something that has never happened to human beings before. So we're all very lucky to be alive at this time. This is a momentous moment. And that's why there's so many extraterrestrials and interdimensionals surrounding us and surrounding our planet. They're putting in frequencies of love, frequencies of unity, frequencies to help encourage us to be more positive human beings and for us to reach the higher consciousness and realize that this old programming ways that we have been programmed into will no longer serve us and help us to make wiser and better decisions on the betterment of humanity and to help us realize that we have been manipulated and there's a lot of things that we've been lied to about. We need to understand our true heritage. We need to know about the truth about our planet. So there's so many things that they want to help us with. And we're at this finally at getting the opportunity to get a lot of these things answered. And they are not the first extraterrestrials that humanity has had dealings with. I do believe I've never experienced an abduction, but I do know that other people have experienced something like that. And that was a different group of extraterrestrials. And I consider them to be of a lower realm, a lower dimension, and of a lower frequency. And they were simply not here to help humanity with anything. They were self-serving and only interested in their agenda and could care less about what human beings thought about what they were doing. And they were overstepping a boundary. Human beings are here on free will, and they overstepped that boundary. So when they elected to do this, they were excommunicated and considered rogue races because they overstepped the boundary of humans being here on free will, and that broke a cosmic law. So when they were excommunicated, they were no longer part of a collective consciousness with the other positive extraterrestrials and the interdimensionals. But when the interdimensionals and the positive extraterrestrials realized that humanity was waking up and reaching higher frequency, and we're on the verge of being going from 3D to 4D, they started coming back down here in great numbers and in huge motherships. And when they started doing that, they told these lower rim extraterrestrials to leave humanity alone, that they have had their fun, stop, no longer do it. They were here and they are here to help and assist us. They're not here to control or take over or do anything abruptly. They are simply here waiting for us to wake up and reach higher consciousness.
So, I mean, digging in with like the whole idea about the controlled narrative that seems to be going on now, it seems to be a lot of like instilling fear, which would completely make sense, of course, that, you know, the powers that be want you to be afraid of these things if they are trying to give off like a positive message. But just out of like maybe some of your contact experiences, I know a lot of people have different theories on why they're interested in us. What kind of theory do you get into, or possibly have you heard from these things that they have like an interest in us? Is it a matter of, you know, they're extended to us, meaning that they share possibly some of the same genetics somewhere along the line and we've just kind of developed differently? Or is it like what do you think is kind of like the reason why these things have such an interest in us and actually trying to help elevate us to a higher level?
Well, for one thing, human beings are just a small little fraction of what they love about our planet. They see our planet as a living conscious being. They see everything on our planet, the water, the air, all creatures as living conscious beings. They had my son and I go to Mexico and go to meet up with an indigenous tribe called the Zapotec. And they wanted us to experience several things while we're there. They wanted us to meet this indigenous tribe that is old as the Mayans and Incas. They're called the people of the clouds, the Zapotec. And they were on the verge of their ascension, and basically it collapsed because their younger generations no longer wanted to carry on their traditions. They were very nature eco-friendly and had a very strong connection with plants and things, very eco-friendly. So they wanted us to experience that. And my son spent a whole day hiking in the woods and learning how they see plants as living beings and trees as living beings, and they never take more than what they need. You know, you never destroy it. You take whatever piece of wood you need, but you don't destroy the whole tree. So it was just basically things like that. And for me, what they wanted me to experience is when they came for me and they took me outside into the woods, and they took their hands like this and said, "Everything is alive. Everything is alive. Everything is alive, and everything is one, and everything is connected." And they were telling me, trees are living conscious beings. Plants are living conscious beings. Everything is alive. Everything is connected. And so they were explaining to me that even though we are in a 3D world, and there's a lot of things that is going on around us and we simply don't see it. But that does not mean it's not happening. It just means that we don't see it. But so there's life going on all around us and we don't see it because we're in a 3D world. So trees communicate with each other. Plants communicate with each other. All these things are communicating and we simply cannot see it. And basically, all these things have been waiting for human beings to reach higher consciousness and be aware and realize our connection to them. When back in the old days, when we were prehistoric times and even after that, people understood their connection with nature. They understood things and were, was appreciative of it. And unfortunately, humanity has, as we have progressed and as we have been programmed, we've all been programmed, and we lost our connection to our planet. We've lost our connection to all the creatures and things on this planet, and we take them for granted. And so they basically wanted us to realize that everything here is a living conscious being, and everything that we do, not only, especially if we play with nuclear weapons, it not only could wipe us out, but it affects, disturbs the balance of nature. It disturbs the balance of our planet. It ripples out into the universe and disrupts everything in the universe. And once we realize and remember our connection with all living things on the planet and our planet Earth and in the universe, which includes all the planets and all extraterrestrials and interdimensional beings, whatever we do affects them. So that's what they care about. They care about everything. It's not just us. They care about our planet and all of our connections that we don't recall, but we are connected to everything. And as we reach our ascension and reach higher consciousness, these things will come back. We will come to know these things. And at some point, we're going to realize we really don't need these governments to disclose anything. We're going to eventually reach the higher consciousness and realize we already know all these things. Everything we need to know, it's here. And it's basically the world has been waiting for us. We are the disclosure. Humanity is the disclosure. We are very unique beings and have so much to offer the cosmic realm. And we have been suppressed, dumbed down. They put toxins in our air, toxins in our water, toxins in our food. And this has been programmed into us for generations. It didn't just start. This has been going on for a very long time. And it was done intentionally to keep humanity dumbed down, because they do not want us to reach higher consciousness and become more intelligent and become aware that this old programming of ways no longer serve us. We need new ways of thinking and new ways of living to better all of humanity. And the way that we do this is by becoming better beings, reaching higher frequencies and reaching higher consciousness and realizing our connections to everything and realizing we are all energy beings and we are all alike and we are all one. So when we come together and unify, there will be no stopping humanity. We can do anything. And we have a very unique situation in the fact that these lower realm extraterrestrials that became a renegade and left the collective consciousness of the positive extraterrestrials and the interdimensionals, they can never become interdimensional beings and travel interdimensionally. They're kind of much stuck into their dimension that they're in. And so we have the potential to become interdimensional. So that's one reason why they never want us. There's certain fractions of government, black hats, Illuminati, cabal, and some extraterrestrials, they are not demonic and they are not warlike. They simply don't see the need for humans to reach higher consciousness. And I think that's always been the case. If you look back, way back, looking at what the Anunnaki did when they were here, there was always a fraction that wanted to keep humans dumbed down. They wanted to stay in control. They never wanted us on the same intellectual level, but we are reaching that level. And as this all happens, and it's not going to happen overnight, but as it does, we will realize who we are, what we are capable of, and certain things in our DNA will start to activate, which has been intentionally. We've been given all these toxins, and it keeps our pineal gland crystallized and dumbed down. So when we realize these things and we start changing our lifestyles, changing our ways, and start thinking about more positive ways and stop looking at negative programming, our lives will change and be much better. And we have the interdimensionals and the positive extraterrestrials to assist. They don't wish to do anything other than assist. They are not gods. They are not angels. They are simply billions of years ahead of us in evolution. And they've seen this happen to many other beings throughout different universes and galaxies. It's new to humanity for us, but it's not new to them.
We will be right back after this brief commercial break, so stay tuned. And we are back, so let's hop right in. It seems like it's always been this constant battle to kind of suppress and put down humans as a whole. Because, I mean, even with all of like the disclosure stuff that you're seeing now, it kind of instills fear more so than anything. And it also tries to push people back to like the materialistic concept. Because, I mean, as we're like expanding our consciousness, becoming more aware of things, it seems like there's more stuff that gets thrown at us as far as things we have to deal with our regular life. Like after COVID, for example, just like everybody having financial issues. So it's kind of like hard for a lot of people to focus and try to understand the spiritual when they keep getting pulled back to the materialistic view of things because they need to try to pay for their house. They need to do this, they need to do that, and they're struggling. And then, I mean, even kind of going into just how ancient and how old this whole concept could be, you made reference to the Anunnaki, and it's like you dig into the Sumerian origin story, and they refer to the whole idea about how the Anunnaki created the human race in order to do slave work for them, essentially. That kind of makes me wonder if that was maybe never necessarily the case at all, and they more so just kind of instilled that a couple generations later, basically telling everybody that they created them so that they saw them as the gods and they felt like they were in debt to them when they never actually created the humans. It was just like a story that came later on that now we're looking at it as like the oldest creation story, but just a different matter of perspective on the concept that, they never actually even created us, but rather they just scared us into thinking they're the ones that created us so that they could use us for their materialistic needs of trying to gather and harness supplies.
Yes. From what I've been told, we were created by many, many different races, probably about 32 different species of DNA. And that's what makes us really unique is that we have all these different. So there's a lot of things about the Anunnaki. Some of it is true, I'm sure, but some of it, I think the timelines are wrong for one. And I also think that they definitely did not totally create us. There was more than one. And there's a lot of other races that had visited us, and it's just not in our history for whatever reason. So that's the main thing is we don't know our true history. We don't know the true history of our planet. And those things we need to know. But I think a lot of that has been suppressed from us because there's certain things they don't want us to know because they don't want us to reach higher intelligence. You know, they like keeping us dumbed down because we're easily manipulated and we're easy to control. And the people that manipulate our governments and put them in office, that's what they're doing. Everything is to better their lives. It's not about making things better for humanity. We should not be working 9 to 5. There should not be poverty. There should not be diseases. We should not be paying for energy or fossil or using gasoline or all these things. A lot of these things should be free. And the technology they've been sitting on for a very long time, and those things need to change. All these things, what I was told is everything that a human ever needed when this whole place was created, there was everything that we would ever need is here on this planet for us, to keep humans and to help us thrive and prosper. So there are cures for diseases. They're either sitting on all these things, or maybe there's some things they haven't found yet, but I think most likely that they're sitting on the technology. They have found these things because there's too much information and places to look for these things. So, you know, it's just like we should not be paying for anything. A lot of things, you know, why are we paying for water? Why are we paying for these things? It's all about making certain individuals, certain elites, money. And so those things are going to change. And when we reach a certain level of higher consciousness, people will wake up. People will realize this old program no longer serves us. We have reached a moment where our technology has reached a point to where our banking systems are breaking down. There are certain things breaking down, and it just no longer serves us. And we're going to realize this more and more. And so what the visions that I've seen of humanity in the future is beautiful. We learn to become together as one, and we can learn to do jobs that we like to do, and but not work 9 to 5 and not have such a emphasis on materialistic things. There'll be more sharing and using AI technology to benefit all of humanity. And what they told me is that AI is a man-made tool. Keep it a man-made tool. Do not turn it loose with certain private individuals and let them use it in wrong ways. Do not walk away from it and let it just run and operate. We are the intelligence that created it. Let's stay intelligently over it and keep it as a tool and use it to better all of humanity, all of us, not just certain nations, not just certain individuals. And when we do these things and things start to change, we'll realize that we can have better and longer lives, and we will have no need for pharmaceutical companies because everything we ever needed, we don't need synthetic drugs. These drugs really don't help us in a lot of times anyway. There's everything we ever needed was put here, and we just need to remember who we are, look within, find our soul purposes, because all of us made a decision to be here on earth at this time. We are the disclosure, and people will wake up and remember. That's why you and I are having this conversation right now. That's why you have an interest in these type things, is because we know we were all made decisions to be here. And this is a big, big pivotal moment, and it will go down in history, and it won't happen overnight, but it has to start somewhere. And we are the stepping stones to future generations that will live better and longer, healthier lives. And we will become part of the cosmic realm and be very respected and well-liked.
I mean, considering how many great technologies seem to be repressed, and a lot of the time you'll hear these inventors talk about their ideas and they'll say, oh, it just popped into my head and I just made it function. It doesn't, then they'll even mention the idea that it doesn't actually feel like their idea. I mean, it could be a possibility that the people that are in power, these extraterrestrials, interdimensionals, they know that if they give them the technology, hoping that they'll share it with everybody, that they're just going to keep it for themselves, or they already have tried to do that and they do keep these things for themselves. So they end up trying to give this technology to people through telepathic means so that they're not freaking out like a generation of people by like showing themselves and saying, hey, we're here to help you guys. And then having half those people freak out and not understand what's actually happening. They actually like instill these ideas so that things can get invented. And a lot of the time it feels like as soon as those things pop up on the government radar, then they're getting suppressed. Like prime example, exactly. Look at Tesla with this free energy concept. And that if you only understood the power of 3, 6, and 9, and then how fast that was repressed. And they tried to basically just make this guy seem like he was just a crazy lunatic hanging out in his own office, didn't know anything. And then the second that he passed, they come into his office, they take every single thing that he has. And then now it's like people try to recreate these things, but you don't actually have the full intact plans that Tesla had, because even within his own work, he'd only half write stuff down. And I know people have theorized why he did that. It's either one, he just didn't really like writing stuff down, or two, he left the basics that he needed to remember and then the combining pieces to actually make the things work, he left in his own head so that people couldn't steal his ideas. I mean, who wonders what the means is on that one? But I definitely think that there's a continuous generational thing of technology that's beneficial to all being suppressed, and they needed to find another means in order to get these things out to people, and it's still not working, unfortunately. A lot of this stuff is still being suppressed because the people that are running the big companies that would actually project these inventions out to everybody, they're not going to let that happen because they're going to lose money in turn. And I mean, even kind of taking that into like the pharmaceutical concept of things, you dig into like a lot of the, you know, spiritual concepts about like frequency healing, healing through different means other than pharmaceuticals or through evasive surgery. And all of those ideas are still getting repressed also. And some of those are ancient concepts that people completely swear by. And yet they're not even doing any type of like on the table scientific research to see if it is a possibility. They're just instantly calling it woo woo and pretending like it doesn't exist. Even though I guarantee you a lot of these elites that know about this technology are using these things behind closed doors. And then when standard civilians use it, they're like, oh no, that's crazy. That doesn't work. Why are you doing that? That's just spiritual blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. They don't want a human. They don't want humanity. They want to make money off of us, and they want us to be dependent upon our lives. And I'll tell you something else is that we need to learn to not pay so much attention to the media. They own the media, and that influence over people is negative. It puts instills fear. It instills separation, and that's the thing. They have never wanted humanity to come together. They use race. They use religions. They use all these different things to keep us separated and in fear. So we just have to realize the days of being manipulated are coming to an end. Things are going to change, and they're going to be better. And again, it won't happen overnight, but we have to start somewhere. And as we start ascending, it will be a worldwide phenomenon. All of humanity eventually will wake up and understand who we are, why they are here, and the significance of it and our connections to all these things. So it will be a wondrous, beautiful thing. And they're just patiently watching us, you know, watching us all wake up and figure all these things out. It's really cool. So, and our scientists already know, and they've often seen videos and evidence where plants do communicate. They communicate. You know, they communicate, trees communicate. So we're overall humanity doesn't know these things, but more and more these things will be known, and it will be. And another thing too, people say, why don't we see extraterrestrials in the sky and things? Well, they're not hiding from us. They are there. Our solar system, everything is filled with life. There's life on all the planets. We just physically can't see it with our 3D eyes. And a lot of times, if you'll get a infrared night vision military grade, or even I don't know how hard it is to get a hold of them, but you can see things in the sky with that. I know that there's things that they can, where we can see them, but as we become more aware and open-minded, we will start to see them ourselves. I see things all the time. I've always seen things.
I mean, we can only see 7% of the light spectrum anyways. So even if these things aren't necessarily trying to hide, it doesn't mean that they don't exist within a light spectrum that we can't comprehend to begin with. And I mean, even kind of digging into the whole idea about everything being conscious, I mean, we look at everything from being carbon-based, because of course that's what like we're familiar with ourselves, of course.
Yeah, there's things going on all around us. You're right. There's things going on all around us. There could be extraterrestrials walking around, and you're right there with you or right here with me, and we simply would not see it, you know. And so they're in a different dimension. So the way I understand it, dimensions are not physical places. It's higher consciousness. So there could be, they could be right here, and we simply don't see it, and we're just kind of like different dimensions layered over each other or something like that. You know, it's really strange. And, you know, and it's like I was talking about how when I was little, when they would come and they would change my frequency to match their frequency, and then they would take me through the ceiling or up through a window or whatever. And I never understood how they were doing that, but I do now. They were, that device they were holding, they were changing my vibrational frequency to match theirs. So it's really interesting. It really is. And I do know that their craft are living conscious beings. They don't run on fuels and things like we talk about. And they're years ahead of us in evolution. So really, the terminology technology doesn't apply to them because they're at such a high frequency and consciousness. They are the technology. There is no outside technology. Their minds, their consciousness can connect with a craft. They think where they want to go, and then that craft, just bam, they go.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. And we are back, so let's hop right in. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I've actually heard of a few contactees that have been on ship, and they've talked about this whole idea about how they're able to fly the ships through using their like telekinetic abilities. Like, they don't actually physically hit any buttons or use anything on it. And I'm also glad that you brought up the theory about raising your vibration to meet up with their frequency that they exist on. Because I've kind of used that as a theory multiple times on how UFOs can pass through inanimate objects, is because they'll essentially have a piece of technology that can higher their frequency, their vibration, so that the particles on a microscopic level are able to basically just pass through each other without colliding whatsoever. And I mean, even expanding onto kind of what we were talking about a little bit too, I mean, we look at everything from being carbon-based because we're carbon-based beings, but that doesn't mean that there's not other forms of consciousness that exist all around us that we're not aware of because we're not looking at it in the right light. Because, I mean, we don't even understand our own consciousness. And even talking about other carbon-based beings, such as, like, trees, plants, that are obviously conscious to some extent. I mean, you dig into, like, the...
It's a different type of consciousness, but they have a consciousness, yeah.
Exactly. Like, I had somebody on a long time ago who considers himself to be a heathen, so he follows, like, the Nordic religion. And he explained this whole concept that the life cycle for a tree is significantly longer than that of a human. But if you have to imagine it as you being in your perspective of things, he was basically explaining that, like, trees talk, but they talk at such a low, drawn-out vibrational point that we can't perceive it, but it doesn't mean that they're not conscious and talking to each other. It's just that their life is expanded, so they talk slower, so you're not catching on it, and you're also not picking up the right frequency because our ears aren't tuned to hear those areas. So, I mean, even just the whole concept of how conscious everything is around us exists within other religions, other philosophies, other concepts, and we just kind of glaze over it and pretend like a tree isn't conscious the same way as us because we chop it down. It doesn't move. It doesn't walk. It doesn't eat the same way as us. It's just a matter of trying to understand it. And we aren't understanding it from the perspective of it actually being conscious. And I mean, just again, even explaining farther into the whole idea of plants, plain and simple. I mean, they've done scientific experiments on the whole idea behind playing aggressive music at a plant versus playing calm melodic music at a plant. And it always grows significantly better with the calm melodic music versus something screaming at it. So it's like, other than the fact that maybe frequency has something to do with it, it's conscious to some extent, because you yell at a child the entire time they're growing up, they're not going to grow up very well adjusted. But if you grow up always talking to your kid and actually like being calm with them, then they're going to learn to be well adjusted. And I mean, it's just kind of the same concept with these plants.
Really and truly, long, long ago, we knew these things, but we have been programmed to step away from these things, you know, and it's like even being, having intuition or being a little psychic was considered to be demonic. They used to hang people for having these abilities and stuff. So as we reach higher consciousness, we were going to regain these things, and it's not going to be, we're not going to have all that programming like before telling us that it's wrong for us to have these abilities, because we have abilities. They're just suppressed, dumbed down.
So, you know what I always thought was really funny about that is it's usually, through time, it's always been like the more religious side that ends up suppressing all of those ideas and concepts. But then you really dive into it, and it's like a lot of the prophets had the same abilities. And at that time, you know, they were also repressed and suppressed, and they killed them off. They turned them into martyrs and stuff. But later on, they look back and they realize that those people were prophets. So it's like, when is the side going to realize? Maybe they are starting to realize nowadays, because it seems like a lot of these religions are getting a lot more open to these spiritual concepts and accepting people for things like this. But maybe one day we'll actually realize that some of the people that are experiencing these abilities are modern day prophets who are here to portray a message. And it's just an understanding of that and not actually persecuting and turning them into a martyr at the time and actually taking the words that they have to say and actually using them beneficially for humanity instead of bringing those words back up 1,000 years, a couple hundred years later, and then trying to live by those words that person was saying, because they don't realize that they're a prophet until way later on.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those things, I don't think everything was correct or anything, but it served a purpose at the time. So, but we're at a point now where we are changing. We are changing everything around us. Our world is changing. Our planet is going through an ascension itself. So not only are we reaching higher conscious, our planet is. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful time to be alive. We're going to be experiencing some wonderful things. And instead of being in fear of change, in fear of what might happen, accept the change and accept that change is not always bad. And we're here to have experiences and to learn and to get spiritual growth. And we need to be more open and understand that the world, there's a lot going on in this world around us. And we're finally just now waking up and becoming aware of it and realizing our connections. So the goal is for us to be better human beings and work together as one. Because when we come together and work together as one, we're unstoppable. Mm-hmm. And we can do anything.
So everybody's so scared of change, not realizing that no growth is done without change. And the only way that we're going to get better is through change. Because who wants stuff to just sit and stay stagnant and stay the same forever? I know that there's going to be some troubled times along the path, but overall, life goes in spikes where you have something bad happens and something good happens, something bad happens, something good happens. Everybody's scared of that down spike, but again, not realizing that that down spike may also still be beneficial, because that's when you usually do your learning. And then during the positive times are when you're really like enjoying things, and then the down times are your learning times. So it's still contributing to the whole idea about growth as a race, as a human, as everything. And I mean, if you don't have change, again, no growth can ever happen. And it seems like we're in a time where we've had a lot of negative stuff that has happened recently. So people are getting more stuck on that old nostalgic idea. It seems like a lot of people are like collecting stuff that they had when they were kids because they want to go back to the past. But again, just everybody keep in mind that we may be in a troubled time right now, but it's just a matter of time before everything swings back up. Because if you look at how time and history has always gone, negative, positive, negative, positive, negative, positive. And we've had enough negative that we got to be on that upspike where we're starting to hit that positive point. And with the rise of spirituality with people, I feel like that might be the upspike. And in order for that upspike to happen, you had to have this negative stuff happen, because it seemed like during COVID, everybody became more aware of
Exactly. Governments
lying. They started digging into spiritual concepts because they were sitting at home doing things. So even though it was a negative time, there was still a lot of time for learning and growth even within that. And people just kind of have to get a different perspective on it.
And also us realizing how important our families are. And we need to be able to spend more time with our family and enjoy our lives. We shouldn't be so manipulated by materialistic things. And we shouldn't, the minute we're born, we're given a social security number. Those things need to change. We need to not feel enslaved to a system. We need to enjoy what we do and enjoy our lives. So there's a lot of changes ahead, and they're for the better. They're for the good. So and there's nothing to be scared of. Change is not always bad, for sure.
And if shit ever hits the fan, everybody has to keep in mind, like you said, that if we all team up together, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. So no matter how bad the times get, it's just about people learning when to stand up at the proper time. Because it seems like everybody's kind of scattered now, where everybody has their different ideas, theories on things. So they all are kind of standing up over in spurts all around, but nobody's really teaming together and actually getting an idea and a concept that we want together. So it's like, even within politics, you have this side ranting this side ranting that. One day everybody's going to realize that if we all stand up and meet in the middle, the best spot to be is in the middle. It's not all the way to the left. It's not all the way to the right. And the only thing that's ever going to happen to be positive for the people as a whole is if we all learn how to cohabitate with each other, learn to come together, and learn to compromise with each other so that we can all live happier together.
Yes, and work together. Yes.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. And we are back, so let's hop right in. And I guess kind of starting to wrap up towards the end. Hopefully the listeners won't notice throughout the episode, but we've had a lot of technical issues with this episode, maybe due to the eclipse that happened today. So as much as I really hate cutting it short, I don't want to run into any more technical issues. So we'll definitely have to come back around. I'll have to have you come back on when things aren't so janky and glitchy.
I'd love to. Yes.
But as far as leading up towards the end of the show, I always like doing words of wisdom. And I know we're talking about a lot of like almost like words of wisdom kind of near the end there. But if you had kind of like a formulated idea that you wanted to give to the listeners, what would your words of wisdom be for them?
Well, we do have a war going on. And I say, do not pick a side. War is wrong. And it doesn't matter who started it or what. War is wrong. So pray for peace. Put your energy towards peace. Don't pick a side. Simply pray for peace and pray for it to end or meditate for it to end, whichever you prefer. And whenever you have a negative thought, try to replace it with two positive thoughts. And you'll soon learn that by doing this, you can literally raise your frequency. And when you raise your frequency, you become a happier human being. And when you're happy, everyone around you feeds off that energy and they will want to be like you. And it's just like it grows, it multiplies. So try to be better humans and try to see the positive things in life and try to stay away from negative people and negative things like on the media and things of that nature, because those things were done intentionally to keep us down. So kind of put a boundary around you and just make a decision that you're not going to let negativity step in and take your energy away from you.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree with that. Even just, if you can't control having negative things around you, you kind of almost have to like separate yourself from a bit and just kind of take it in for what it is. Like even like the news and stuff. Like if people want to be aware of what like the current programming that they're trying to say, the current narrative is, like be subjective to it, you know? Like you can hear what they're saying, but it doesn't mean that you have to have that instilled fear in yourself from what they're saying, but rather just like recognize what they're trying to push, their narrative that they're trying to push, so that you can make an educated decision based on that and not off fear from that idea being projected on you. Like, stand back, realize what's going on, and be subjective to it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody wanted to get in contact with you, they possibly want to share some of their experiences with you, they want to hear about your message, anything like that, where can everybody come and find you on the internet? And what other works might you have in the future for maybe even future podcasts people can check you out on, conferences, anything like that?
Sure. I'm going to be at a conference, Timeline for Disclosure, and my website is timefordisclosure.com. My Facebook group is Time for Disclosure / We Have Never Been Alone / We Are the Disclosure. So, you know, I belong to a lot of groups and I like doing a lot of podcasts to get the information out there. And I do these podcasts all over the world because I want to reach out to humanity, not just the United States. I want to reach the world and I want to find other people because I am not special. There's nothing. This is not about me. This is about humanity and this is about the world. This is a worldwide phenomenon. And that's my goal, is to reach as much as that as I can and to find other people that are like me and encourage them to step up and do their part.
And I will make sure that I include all of your links down in the show notes so everybody can find it quick and easy. And I'll have to talk to you a little bit about it after the show. But I also do another show called Bizarre Encounters that some of the listeners might be familiar with, but a totally different audience. So if you're interested in coming on that too, we could always set something up so that you can, keep telling people the good word, even on another show that I run.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And I appreciate you making the time to come on today. I apologize for all the technical issues that were happening, but hopefully it was something that was just above us all together. And we'll definitely come back around and make sure that we get a good episode out that has no technical issues with it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
If you guys enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave a review or rating for the show on iTunes or Spotify. Been a hot minute since I've gotten one on iTunes, so if you guys don't mind dropping one to push up the show in the algorithms, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And if you guys leave a 5-star review, course, I'll read on the show, give you guys a massive shout out, possibly even repost on Instagram, usually do. So if you guys want to shout out, not just on the show, but also on Instagram, leave those 5-star reviews on iTunes. And for everybody that's been leaving them on Spotify, I see how many of them there are. Unfortunately, you're not able to leave comments or anything on those, but I appreciate you guys all the same. So don't forget to keep leaving those ratings on Spotify, of course, too. And if you think that there's anybody that might enjoy this episode or the show as a whole, don't forget to share the show through word of mouth. That is the best way for the show to organically grow. And with growth for the show, getting pushed up in the algorithms, making it so that I'm visible to more people are able to find the show, which means that we'll have more people coming on, sharing their encounter experiences, have access to getting even bigger guests on the show. The only way the show can keep expanding is with your guys' help. So anything you guys do, I greatly, greatly appreciate. And if anybody wants to get a hold of me for any reason whatsoever, be it that you want to share some fan art, you want to have a conversation, you want to be a guest on the show, you possibly want to have me as a guest on your show, or you want to sponsor the show, anything at all, you guys can get a hold of me through email, which is increaseofourrealitypodcast@outlook.com, or you guys can get a hold of me on social media, Instagram or Facebook. Instagram is the one I'm the most active on, of course. Or you guys can go to the link tree, fill out the submission form, and that will go directly to my email. And if you guys do that, I do respond to every single message I get, so make sure you guys check your spam or junk folders. Make sure nothing gets missed in the process, because I do send out a lot of links having run a podcast, and more often than not, most places will flag me as spam, so just make sure you guys check over there. But every single thing that I mentioned throughout the show is all available down in the link tree, which is available in the show description. And with that, hope you guys enjoyed the conversation, and I'll catch you on the next one. Have a good night, everybody.